Good morning, everyone. Yesterday in the WhatsApp message, I shared a question that has always really bothered me in Parshat Pinchas and really at the end of Parshat Balak. And I'm not going to go into all the details and backgrounds. You can listen to yesterday's WhatsApp message if you would like to hear that. But the question was that basically the story, in very, very short, is that at the end of Parshat Balak, we have the prince of Shimon, the Nasi from Shimon, who is Zimri, and he has a very blatant and flagrant sexual relationship with Cusbi, who is a princess of Moab. And this is before the eyes of all the Jewish people and the eyes of Moshe. He didn't care who saw. And according to Rashi, it involved idolatry and terrible, terrible thing. And all of the Jewish people are so bothered by Pinchas, the son of Elazar HaKohen, who is the grandson of Aharon, can't take it. He takes a spear and he spears them. And in this week's parasha, he is awarded and he is lauded for what he did, and he is given what's called the Brit Shalom, a covenant of peace. He becomes a Kohen, which he wasn't before for reasons we mentioned yesterday, and that's how he's rewarded for being zealous for God. And I mentioned a number of questions. Number one, is God telling us it's good to be zealous? That every time we see somebody doing something wrong, we should be zealous and do an act of murder against them? And we had also mentioned a really powerful question, I think, that if Pinchas is doing this zealous act, this act of murder, why is he rewarded with a brit shalom, of being a kohen, of being a person of peace? How is that connected to being zealous and murderous and then being rewarded, oh, you did something great, now you can be a kohen and get this covenant of peace? So I read a very beautiful piece in Rav Soloveitchik in the Chumash commentary, and it says as follows, that number one, the fact that the Torah tells us that it's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen tells us that at his root, Pinchas was not a murderous person, an angry person, a zealous person. He was a person of peace. He was a person who loved peace, just like his grandfather Aaron, who was an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom, who loved peace and chased peace, sometimes even to his detriment, as we see that he was quiet during the time of the Chet HaEgel. So Pinchas also had that personality. But when Pinchas saw this such obvious example of a Jewish leader in front of all of the Jewish people doing something so horribly wrong, he knew he couldn't sit quietly. And that's why he took action. And therefore, he did the right thing. Because at his core, he wasn't an angry person. At his core, he wasn't a zealous person. He wasn't a murderous person. But he knew at this point, he had to take action. And why is he rewarded so publicly with this kahuna, with this brit shalom? Because for a person of peace at his core, it is so difficult to stand up and do something like this. There are two people in life, I've mentioned this before. There are people of Emet and there are people of Shalom. There are people who at their core are people of Emet, of truth, and when they see somebody doing something wrong, it bothers them to their core, and they're the people, like me, who don't know how to keep their mouths shut and don't always do the rational thing when they see someone doing something wrong. They act on it. And then there are people of Shalom who just want peace, and sometimes to their detriment, they'll end up keeping quiet because they just want peace, just want peace. Those are quote-unquote the Neville Chamberlains of the world who just want peace. And right before World War II at the Munich Conference, gave the Sudetenland to Germany and said, oh, we've made peace in our time. There are times that we have to stand up for things, and there are times to be peaceful about things. And sometimes we have the right decision is going against who at our core we are. Pinchas was at his core a person of peace, and therefore for him to do this quote-unquote violent action was against his core, but it was the right decision. But why is he rewarded with this act of peace? Because no one, even those people of us who are like Ahmed, who drives us crazy and we see such horrible things and always stands up for things at our detriment sometimes, it's not a good thing always to be standing up for things, because ultimately people get upset. People did get upset with Pinchas when he stood up and did this. People don't like to see people do things that are controversial. And ultimately what all of us want is to be rewarded with peace. As the Kohanim say in their gift of Shalom, when we hear the Berkat Kohanim, they bless us with peace, with inner peace, with outer peace, because ultimately no one wants war in life. Always people should want peace. And therefore Pinchas made this statement that ultimately what is the reward for standing up for something when it goes against your core, that you shouldn't have to do that again, that you should just have peace. And I think the takeaway message that we learn from this week's parsha is twofold, that it depends on what kind of person you are. But when we see something wrong, first of all, we have to be wise about it. We see that we're told that Pinchas and also later Eliyahu, who also did a zealous act, were doing it not because it bothered them so much, but because it bothered them for Hashem, that they were truly doing something for God. They were truly doing something because they thought about it and they realized that that if we do this action, it will bring about a good reaction. It's not just yelling at someone, oh, you don't keep Shabbos, and screaming at them and throwing rocks, God forbid. That's not going to bring about a positive result. But to sit there and make this statement, in this case, was a good result. And they did it for God. They didn't do it for themselves. They didn't do it to make themselves feel happier. They did it for Hashem. So when we see something wrong, even if we're a person of peace, we have to stand up for it if it's truly the right thing to do. And obviously a lot of thought goes into it. But on the flip side, if we're a person of anger, a person of zealousness, then we have to always ask ourselves, are we taking a zealous act? Are we taking the act of shalom? Whatever our personal inclination is, we always have to look inside and ask ourselves, are we truly acting for God as Pinchas did and later the other zealot Eliyahu did, or are we doing it for the wrong reasons? And that's a message I think we can take away from this week's parsha. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.